Una stalked around the sea captain's house for the rest of the day. In a fit of pouting anger, she threw the corn, clams, and steak out on the lawn. She broke a living room window that looked out on the empty shore highway. Rain came in on the rug. Wind blew things around the room. She called up a friend on Cape Cod and another in California. Whenever she hung up the phone, Ben Toy seemed to be calling for Berryman. Finally, she told him to go fuck himself. The ocean was unseasonably cold that day, 50s, with scary 5- and 6-foot breakers throwing assorted garbage up on the beach. She sat on driftwood from a big house, boat, big something. Cold, foamy water ran around her legs and wet her bottom. She walked in the ocean, and the first wave that came threw her face down into the sand. She swallowed salt water and ate sand. She walked up the lawn thinking her nose was broken. It wiggled in her fingers. Maybe it always had. She was noticing things. Sand in the spaces between her teeth. The shape of her legs. Late in the afternoon, a peculiar orange sun finally broke through the black ceiling of clouds. A seagull sat on a post, waiting for the picture postcard photographer. Una was both nauseated and hungry. She picked up one of the fillets off the lawn and eventually cooked it. Then she fell asleep before 8. Her dreams were fast motion, then Richard Avedon type shots of herself and Berryman in assorted cinematic disaster scenes. She had completely different ideas in the morning. She cleaned up what she'd broken and had the Jamaican fix whatever he could. She went around the house, each room, and examined things, possessions, in ways she never had before. She called Berryman's New York number and got a message recorder. "This is, Una," she said. "I'm missing you and H. Ben Toy's been calling, and, "No, that's it," was the recorded message. Una Quinn had reasoned that by leaving her in the house, Berryman was making a commitment to her. She decided that she liked him, liked the way he lived. She decided she wanted to hold on to all of it for a while. But the girl was wrong on almost all counts.